Nick Rabinowitz, maybe you can assist us. A very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Wow, you're putting me right on the spot there.
Well, you know, it's only the most intelligent conversations that we have here on the Morning Mayhem, Nick. You know, you know that.
I know that. I'm very pleased to hear. I just came back from the bush, actually, and I didn't hear one hyena.
I see. That's brilliant. I think because they've all been sold to farmers.
Because I wasn't working. If I had been doing a show there.
Right. I know that would have been.
They would have been laughing. They would have been laughing.
Yeah, and of course, because everybody laughs at your shows. Nicholas, how are you? We haven't spoken for a while.
Yeah. I'm good. Thanks. Thanks for having me, guys.
So when
Nati, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks. How are you?
Yeah. Sharp like vinegar.
Nick, you've got a show coming up in Joburg tomorrow, right?
Yes, it starts tomorrow, and it starts on the Shabbos. Actually, it starts on the Sabbath, but you don't have to be Jewish,
right? Exactly, you heard that, right? Exactly.
You don't have to be Jewish.
And we don't do the stoning anymore. We've stopped that completely now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That is a huge relief because I go into hiding when I perform on Shabbat.
No, there are parts of Glen Hazel that still do, but I'm saying some of us, but a lot of us don't. A lot of us don't. And besides, we're not going to do our own stone. We're going to have to get somebody to do it for us. You know how it is in Glen Hazel.
Oh, no, it's a schlep. That stoning business, what's a schlep.
Exactly. So anyway, so your show starts tomorrow for our non-Jewish listeners. It starts tomorrow evening. And how long is it running for? Where is it? Tell us everything about it. Don't leave out a thing.
Right. Well, it runs until the 20th of July at the Theatre on the Square. Sorry, the Auto and General Theatre on the Square in Sandton, Johannesburg. And the tickets are through CompuTicket. And that's all the basic information. I think there might be an age restriction, Howard.
Excellent. Yes.
So no hyenas under the age of 14 allowed.
Oh, 14. Okay. Is that a thing?
I've never heard of 14. It's 14. I don't know.
Is 14?
I mean, 10 is the new 14, so.
I was going to say, is 14 the old 18? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it is true because our 14-year-olds can teach us a thing or two.
Exactly.
All right, and so I saw your last show, which I absolutely loved, at the same venue, actually. It's a great venue.
It is a nice venue.
Very comfortable. It's actually exactly the right size because it's not too small that you feel completely intimidated, but it's not massive. It's just a really, really great, it's really, really a great a theater. It's a great, and it's nice to be in Sandton always, because it's always nice to be in Sandton. But, The content, is it similar to what you had, different to completely different? What survived?
Oh, it's completely different. And, a lot of it is quite personal stuff, which is fun. These are all things that have happened to me. DNA tests, Marie Kondo. Have you heard of Marie Kondo, Zanati?
Mm-mm.
This is where you declutter your house. You bring in a 5-foot-tall Japanese lady, and she destroys everything and throws it all out. Have you heard of this technique?
Oh, no.
Marie Kondo. Oh, yeah. It's a big thing. It's a Netflix series. Americans are going crazy for her. Marie Kondo came in, and we condoed. Her name has become a verb. To condo.
Wow. To condo is a verb. Yeah. It's wow.
To condo.
Wow.
We condo the kitchen and the garage and the bedroom and we condo the whole condo. They're going absolutely
wow. So she's like Hoover.
Hoover? She's like Hoover?
Yes, you know.
You mean a Hoover?
Yes, like you Hoover, the Americans Hoover things because.
Oh, correct. The verb. Yes, the verb.
Yes. Nick, you've got to wake up early to be on the show. I'm sorry, hey? I'm just saying.
Jeez, guys, it's great. I can feel my heartbeat pumping trying to keep up.
Yeah, that's our form of exercise. And we get vitality points as well for it. So that's great. But, so it's completely different. I mean, that sounds, so hold on. Did you really condo your house?
Yeah,
where'd you find a Japanese person in Cape Town?
Well, you don't. You can read the book or watch the thing and then you learn the technique and it's, you have to put all your books in one pile and then all your clothes in another pile and whatever else. And then you hold each object in your hand, Howard, and you ask yourself, does this spark joy? And if it doesn't, then it goes.
Wow. And hold on. But you don't do that with your wife and kids, I'm presuming.
Yeah.
Well, I got rid of a bunch of old clothes and old books and two very old friends. So you can, but not your wife, no.
Right, yeah. Because you don't want her to condo you right back.
No, you don't want that. No. Although she might condo your stuff.
Right.
Looking for my rucksack and sleeping bag and camping equipment. It was
and
gone.
sleeping t-shirts. Those are the ones that I find are most at risk at a time like this.
Exactly. I did a DNA test recently. That was interesting.
And what are you?
I talk about the results from that.
Oh, that's going to be interesting.
Shaking the family tree and skeletons falling out of the cupboard because that happens a lot these days.
Yeah, DNA testing is it's the big thing. It's a very, very big thing. We've got it up here in Joburg as well. I also went for them, and it wasn't.
I discovered I'm undermethylated. I don't know about you.
That sounds terrible. I've got terrible inflammation, and I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. Well, Sister Patsy took me through the whole thing.
And yeah, it's actually quite scary. I phoned my kids and said, you're alcoholics. And they said, but we don't even drink. I said, it doesn't matter. That's what your DNA says.
Wow.
You idiot.
Exactly.
I'm not even making that up. Anyway, it was, and also the other thing was I found out I'm not at risk for diabetes, which is great because I'm like very nicely, comfortably overweight. So that's a good thing as well.
That is a good thing.
Yeah, except
I'm at risk for breast cancer, according to Dr. Kristen, who took me through the results.
Ooh.
Yeah. So okay. I'm not going to be transitioning anytime soon.
which sounds sensible. Nick, we're going to be giving tickets away. We've got two tickets to give away for Friday night, and we've got two tickets to give away for Saturday night to our lucky listeners. If you just want to SMS 34519 or 0618951019, tell us where the show is, where it is taking place, and write your preferred night so that we can see which tickets to give to which person. Sounds absolutely fantastic. Nick, when is the show on? So it starts Friday night, the 12th of July, and it runs through until?
The 20th. So it runs through until next Saturday.
Okay, absolutely brilliant. I'm away next week.
And that's
week,
very clever, I think, that we're giving them away on Friday night and Saturday night. And we get, it's almost like a randomized test for Jewishness.
Yes, but they're going to use pseudonyms.
Don't worry, it's anonymous.
I can tell you, we're going to get things for Friday night and they're going to say it's Christian, yeah. or James. John. Yeah, we're not going to have a Jewish listener in those, any of those names, but it doesn't really matter. We're not judging, so Natty might judge a little, but we don't do that on this. Nick, awesome speaking to you, and I hope we'll catch you when you're in Joburg. Certainly, I'm going to be away next week, but back next Friday. Maybe we're going to try. I'll try and get to the show next Saturday night. It is 8:18. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. Nick Rabinowitz coming up to Johannesburg for a show starting tomorrow and running through until the 20th. Hope you have a fantastic time. Hope the theatre is jam-packed and everybody and you enjoy it.